Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of Tea with Lily. I'm your host Lily Bensabar and my guest today is Mr. Daryl Jones. Thank you Daryl for agreeing to come to the show and to come and sit with me on my magic sofa. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, Lily. Thank you for this awesome invite. I've been honestly, anxiously, really looking forward to coming and spending this time with you. So you have me here and I'm all yours. Thank you.
Thank you. And since nobody leaves the sofa without letting me know at least what their favorite tea is. So what is it for you? What's your favorite tea if you do drink it at all?
Green tea. I try to drink as much green tea as possible.
Okay. Does green tea has caffeine in it, doesn't it?
It does. And also, I use the caffeine to help my metabolism stay up and to burn, you know, fat, you know, so to keep trying to keep that, you know, figure nice and, you know, slim if I possibly can, you know.
Talking about, can you have cold? When I was in the States, I couldn't get on with ice at all. And I think I must have had it once or twice. And culturally, tea should be warm for me. And that was probably one of the reasons why I thought, you know, tea is something that you come around, people sit around and have as a sort of a social thing. But if you want hot tea and you can't get hot tea, but everybody's serving iced tea, then you feel a little bit left out. Do you have your tea hot as well sometimes?
I do have it hot, but there's times when I do drink it, you know, cold. But I like it. I like it both ways. And you know, in the States, we also have this thing that we do with it, and especially in the South, we put lemonade with it, and that just adds a whole nother flair to it.
Oh, I must try the lemonade tea with lemonade. Great. Mm-hmm. Well, Tea with Lily is the social media arm of Lynx Media, a space for informal discussions with a relaxed format where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea. Guests from all walks of life join me to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in career and personal growth. It's also a platform for my guests to articulate their unique promise of value. So Daryl, once again, thank you very much. Daryl is a US veteran, inspirational speaker, and a relationship specialist who appeals to the youth, middle-aged persons, and veterans alike. His approach is fun, upbeat, and effective. He spent almost 20 years in service to his country, protecting their freedom and civil liberties. Half of that time in combat zones, war-torn lands, areas of conflict and civil unrest, and life struggle firsthand. Wow, that is one hell of an intro. So you've done all these things and now you specialize in helping people, especially in their relationships. So what brought you to that point of helping people in their relationships, and why do you do it? What's the why?
The why, there's nothing like seeing a person get it, whatever it is. And so when there's something that you have to help or that you can give to someone that can help them move from one place to the next or clear some of the fog of life up or bring them to a place that they can, that they couldn't go by themselves, there's a great feeling of achievement and fulfillment. Yeah. Because you've given a part of yourself or you were instrumental in helping someone move to a better place and have a better life. There's no more gratification. There's nothing more gratifying than that for me. And the first time I ever really experienced that was when I was teaching my daughter how to ride a bike.
Okay.
And that's where it all really began for me.
That's fantastic. In terms of, I mean, you may have worked with some household names, and in terms of your training and your pastoral work.
I mean, I've worked with quite a few churches, a lot of them smaller. I've been affiliated with some people that are, you know, friends of bigger churches. But most of my work has been on a personal basis. And I do various different things when I'm home in Florida. I do some teaching as well. And in various different other communities that kind of lateral the personal development arena. But like Ava Brown, I've worked with her for a little while. And I really love working with Ava. And so with other organizations, I've done things, you know, where I've got the opportunity to speak to large crowds of people. So there's just very different genres and very different places. I've done some stuff with the Young Marines as well, because I was a Marine. And so that was a place where my heart really was, as far as children, because I believe that the way to impact the future is by impacting children, you know.
Yes.
So,
because of course they are our future, and we must do our best to do the best for them, because they will be carrying the torch that we will leave behind. And if we don't prepare them for that, then you know, what sort of world will our grandchildren come to find? So yes, I'm with you on that one. Mr. Darrell, what is the one thing that people tell you you do very well? And what is the secret to that?
The one thing that people tell me that I do very well.
Yeah.
What is the secret to it? You know, honestly enough, people always tell me that I'm a people person, and that I have the ability to talk to or connect with numerous different types of people, or anybody and everybody. The only secret I can offer for that is to have compassion for people and to have a true sense of love. I really love people. I love helping people. I love to at least make myself available to people in a way that if there's something that I can do to help, then please, by all means, let me know. I try to make myself available in that area, and just be compassionate and just have a love for people and want to see people do well.
That then leads me to a different kind of question. If you're so giving as an individual, do you sometimes find that you're pulled in several different directions?
Yes, at times it can be like that.
How do you deal with it? Or perhaps what would be your advice to somebody who's been, you know, overstretched or has become the victim of their own success?
Well, because there's only one of you, you have to do your best to deconflict your schedule as much as possible. So that's one. Try to be mindful that there's only one of you. So sometimes I have to remind myself, hey, there's only one of you in the world, and you can only do as much as you can do, as fast as you can do it. But the other part of that is when you really, really get, when you start to progress and become very successful, and people really start to reach out to you, pull for you, there's going to be people who need you, and there's going to be people who deserve you. And so, like, I use Christ as the example when I try to make myself available, because Christ, everyone needed Christ, but not everybody wanted Christ. And so those that deserved him were the people that reached out for him. And so you give yourself to those who really want you and deserve you, you know. And those that do not, all you can do is plant a seed, or all you can do is just make yourself available, or let your energy reach them some kind of way. Because you can't do anything for anyone who doesn't want you to do anything for them. You know, so I try to keep myself mindful of that.
Okay, thank you for that advice. Now, this is a fun question. Imagine that you're sitting in front of a careers officer. I don't know what your careers officer was like. back in the day, what would you, looking back, what would you have said to that person you wanted to be?
Wow. That is really interesting. There's so much that I would say. There's so much that I could say. But I guess what I really would say, I mean, I would tell myself to live life free, and fun, live it to the fullest, be mindful of danger, explore and exploit options that will take me the furthest so that I don't get stuck in that moment and that I have the ability to look forward. Give out of my essence to others, so give out of my abundance to those people that I can. Walk away from stupidity and foolish, and walk away from selfish people, because I don't want to get caught up in that karma or that aura. Learn about God, learn about the Father, and learn how to read people soon as possible, so that I'll be able to discern where I'm at and who I'm dealing with as early as possible. Because relationships are some of the greatest things that we have. They're either good or they're bad. Strengthen my spirituality with the Father, be a good man, and be a great father, so that my son will be better than me, so that my daughters will be better than me, and that they will be great to their children. Give nobody the ability to take control over me. I always be my own thinker. Be your own thinker. Invest in people who deserve your investment. And protect your heart. That I would emphasize that. Protect your heart. Give your heart fully and only to the woman that becomes your best friend.
Wow, that is very, very deep. Protect your heart, give your heart fully and only to the woman, I guess, or man that becomes your best friend. Nice one, I like it. This is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with the multifaceted Daryl Jones, who has joined me on the Magic Show so far to share some nuggets of knowledge with us. His mantra is live a life where love is at your core. So, Daryl, what is the profile of your typical client?
Simply any person that wants to grow spiritually, or that wants to has identified within themselves that there's a place that they want to go, and they want to be developed, they want to change, and they want to transition to another place, and they want to grow and progress. In those different areas, I can help, and my ideal client is someone who's self-identified, or at some point become aware that I want to grow, I want personal development, and I want to be better. I want to move forward.
You mentioned about the young Marie. Let's look at, I mean, I read somewhere that you believe in the children of tomorrow, and you've mentioned that as well. Let me play devil's advocate here and pretend I'm a young adult, say 19 years old, with a sort of mildly shady past, nothing major, but could do, could do if not corrected. You meet me in one of your sessions. I'm sullen, feeling dejected, with no aspirations whatsoever. What would you do with somebody like me?
With no aspirations whatsoever.
No, not really. Just bumming around from one, day in after day, just not doing very much. And perhaps the family background is also not quite stable. So there's no real direction. Or there hasn't been any real direction for this person.
Well, dependent upon the setting that I was able to meet them in and how much time I would have with them, I would know how far or how fast I would may be able to move with the individual. However, above anything else, I'm going to always begin by talking, creating the atmosphere, which atmosphere and environment is the key to connection, allowing people to open up, trying to figure out what is going to allow that person to tell me things by listening to what they say and what they don't say. And so by doing that, I begin to identify whether or not this person is open to the seed being planted that they can do something or move further. If not, then all I can do is just continue to plant seed and plant seed until it begins to, until it falls on somewhere in there that's fertile and it begins to develop. Because until that happens, until new information is received into the hard drive, into the mind, nothing can be done.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the type of person I've described is not an uncommon type all over the world. And I'm sure the world needs people like you to bring our youth back into focus, I guess. Because I'm also of the firm belief that everybody has greatness in them. It only takes one other individual or a set of circumstances to bring that greatness out of them. Everybody has that. What's your view?
I do believe that everyone has the ability to be that, but everyone doesn't make the choice to do that. And that is a sad reality that we live in. Having been to various different places in this world and seen so much ugliness, you begin to understand that the only thing that is lacking from people becoming greater or a better person tomorrow than they are today is choice. So people choose through various different means to either not be a great or a better person or to be a great and better person. So I agree with you, but I believe that it's important for a person to understand that it's all in their choice, the power is all in their hand.
Yeah, okay. So, Daryl, I'm going to read a little bit more about the things that you cover, which is, you know, such as, you know, helping people to get clear about their company's mission, helping organizations to define their values so they can accelerate their employees. You help them to deliver and sustain performance and satisfaction, and build teams, and so on and so forth. Will those organizations be small organizations or large organizations or in between? And how do you work with them on those facets of their organizational growth?
Like with anything, the purpose and the end, the desired end state has to be identified up front. So once we understand what the desired state is, then we can go ahead and build the road or set the path to where we want to go to reach that desired state. Without knowing the purpose and the desired state, there really is no point. So that's what we begin to do. And then we begin to work on whatever it is, whether it's, you know, teaching an organization about cultural diversity, generational diversity, different things like that, in order to build teamwork and team cohesion. So that's what we have to do at first. And then when it's on an individual basis, we begin to find out where the person wants to go and self-identify or identify together what it is that we want to build upon and what we can do, what we can use as tools to get us to the place where we want to go. And first and foremost, we have to make sure that what the person wants is going to be good for them. And whatever it is that's good for them, that we give them that whatever it is that's good for them. Because like Dr. Martin Luther King said, you have to get, in order to move people, you have to give them something that they desire, something that moves them, and give it to them in a way that compels them, you know. And so that is what leadership is. And if you don't do those things in the beginning, whether it's a large group or a small group or an individual, then we can't even get, you know, to where we're trying to get to.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I hope I made some sense with that. So.
Oh yeah. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I'm trying to. There was another question I wanted to ask you. Yes, I've got that now. Your business is called Power, Power Development Solutions. When I saw that, I thought, wow, power. So it sounds powerful. It's a beautiful, beautiful word and so apt. Can you describe, can you tell us what power stands for? Because power is written with full stops and what have you in there. So power, P-O-W-P-R. What does it stand for?
Wow. I'll just give you a small snippet because I can't give you everything in 30 minutes or a short period of time, but I'll give you just a little bit. So just a few pillars of power. Each letter has supporting pillars that support the power acronym and gives a person the power or an organization the power to move forward in any given instance. Okay, and so the P, like we just talked about, purpose. What is the purpose? What is the why? You know, just one of those pillars is P, you know, or purpose and vision. You know, where is that you're going? What is that you want to do? What is that you want to see? You know, and so O, one of them is O, ownership. Until a person or a group of people or a team takes ownership for where they are now and their responsibility for their actions or lack of actions as far as where they're at, and then begin to take ownership, real ownership with passion of where we want to go and how we want to get there, then we won't get there. You have to take ownership of it. It's got to be yours. And so one of the W's is willpower. Each letter has multiple pillars, but I'm just giving you a couple of good ones. So W is willpower. Bring some willpower to the table, because willpower is what is going to allow you to learn to project your energy in such a manner that you will begin to enforce whatever it is that you want to do. So you got to have some willpower.
Yeah.
There's some of them, and you know, as we go throughout the letters, you know, I get excited because I like listening to the acronyms. As I talk through them, it's like I'm teaching myself something over and over and over again. So E is, one of them is energy. You know, a vehicle with no battery can't go anywhere. A vehicle with no gas can't go anywhere. So you have to have energy to propel you forward, okay? Energy. Environment. What is your environment? The environment that you surround yourself with has a lot to do with the way that you perceive things, your mental environment, emotional environment, yes, physical environment. Okay? We have to understand those things and be able to know that we can change our environment. However we decide to change it is going to make a major impact, have a major impact on how and where we want to go and how we perceive things. So I really like environment. And I'll give you one more E, enthusiasm.
Ooh.
Attitude is everything, people say, you know, but is it really? Yes, it is. So a person that has negative energy, negative attitude all the time, nobody wants to be around that. In fact, if you around that too much, either you will become like that person negative, or you will change your environment, or you will allow that person will begin to change because of your influence on them with positive energy. So energy, the energy that you bring to a situation really, really plays a part in it as well.
Yeah.
Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. Have enthusiasm about what it is, because a happy person is always going to be able to go and do some things. And then R. It's got to be one of my favorite. It's got to be my favorite one. Resilience, resolve, re-engage. That's the cycle that we go through. And I did a call one time and I talked about it. And once we identify the problem, be able to bounce back. It's not always going to be easy. It's going to be tough. But yeah, nothing, nobody that's great never had a moment where they didn't have a setback or something that they didn't have to accomplish. You have to be resilient. Resolve. You have to be able to, okay, take a moment. This is the problem. These are my possible options and solutions. Let's pick one. Let's go that way. Even if we're unsure, we make the best decision based off of the most information that we have and do it. Take ownership and do it. Re-engage. Get up. We know what we got, what the problem is. We know what our possible solution is. And this is what we're going to do. Now we're doing it.
Wow.
Resilience, resolve, re-engage. But the last, this R is my favorite. It's my favorite. Because even if you don't know anything else that I just talked about, relationships. The relationship that you have with one person or a group of good people could be the best thing that ever happened to you. A relationship that you developed 5-10 years ago could be the best relationship that you have right now. It could be very important and crucial in picking you up in a time when nobody else could be there for you and pick you up and allow you to move forward. And it's all about relationships. That is my favorite part of the POWER acronym. Relationships. That's just a little bit.
So POWER stands for purpose, ownership, willpower, energy and environment, and then the final R is resilience, resolve, re-engage. That is powerful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So, Mr. Darrell, we are in the business of supporting other people, helping other people. Surely, it cannot all be work, work, work. What do you do for fun? What's your guilty pleasure?
Adrenaline. I'm an adrenaline junkie, so I like shooting guns, into motorcycles, sports. I play a lot of sports, anything that requires adrenaline. I want to do more extreme sports. Like I want to go do some jumping out of some airplanes and, with parachutes and skydiving and all this other kind of stuff, So I'm really, really into extreme sports. I like watching them. I just don't get a chance to do them that often because I'm always busy. But I'm looking forward to doing some of them in the near future. But I'm always, always going to be doing something on a motorcycle and doing something with guns and shooting and stuff. It's just part of my background. So
I'm assuming that you own at least, maybe one or two motorcycles. I know Harley Davidsons are not real motorcycles, but they're like an accessory, like an expensive handbag, perhaps. Do you have one?
I've actually had several, and I've gotten rid of the ones that I had, but I'm going to get more here in the very, very near future. I love Suzuki, so a GSXR 1000 is on the top of my list. Ducati or BMW 1000 on the top of my list. Suzuki 109, M109 R is on the top of my list. These are just awesome, phenomenal bikes. Ducati, I want a Ducati. That's on the top of my list. So in the near future, I'm going to get me a few motorcycles. So look forward to seeing me on the motorcycle one day, running up and down the road, or maybe around the track, because I look forward to doing some racing as well.
Okay. I hope you're heavily insured.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. All right, then. Because I'm sure your family will be very worried about you with all this adrenaline that you seek, the thrills that you seek.
You only live once.
I guess. Listen, what have been your highlights in your career so far?
Some of the highlights of my career, every time there's a breakthrough, to me, it's a highlight. Becoming, a pastor was a quantum leap. It was a great thing, being able to stand in front of hundreds of people and just share part of my story, and speaking to people who have no belief and then talking to them and they turn their whole belief system turns around is a highlight. You know, all those have been highlights to me. To be able to survive, you know, my experiences and be where I'm at today is a highlight. So I can't single anyone out. If I was to single one out, it would be my greatest one, and that would be, you know, when I taught my, you know, my daughter how to ride a bike. That was what started it off for me, you know.
Yeah.
That was the greatest feeling I ever felt at that time, you know. So that would be my highlight.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Darryl, most of our support charities often for personal reasons. Which charities do you support, and why those charities in particular?
Anything veteran related, I'm all about it.
Okay.
Anything veteran related, so like the United Way, Wounded Warrior Project, Young Marines, anything that's going to help those people that come from the community that I come from. And I don't necessarily talk about race or demographics, but people that come from the community of experience that I come from, you know,
yeah.
Like veterans. I have a really, really big thing for veterans and a really big thing for children. So, and one that I really want to start doing more with is breast cancer awareness. So
okay.
In the future, I'm going to be trying to do a little bit more with that. I've just been so busy here as of late, I haven't had the opportunity, but I'm looking forward to doing a lot more with that agency.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, cancer has, I'm sure there's the people that, everybody knows somebody now that knows somebody that's been touched by that awful disease.
Yes, ma'am.
How, Darryl, how can our listeners connect with you if they want further advice on relationships, spiritual and or personal growth and development, or even management development, leadership development?
They can connect with me at, well, my website is daryljoneslw.com, spelled just like my name, daryljoneslw.com. The LW stands for Life Warrior. On Twitter, it's Pastor D. Jones. On Instagram, it's Darryl Jones, LW. And so all of my website is connected to all of my social media. You can
okay.
reach me through there. You can also send me emails through my website or at contact@daryljoneslw.com. Too easy. Just go to the website, find me on social media, send me a message. Boom, we're connected, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Actually, a question has just popped into my head in terms of relationships, because I know we haven't touched on that. I've just realized we haven't touched on that too much.
Okay.
In terms of helping people with their relationships, would you rather they came to you before maybe getting into a relationship, or do you think it's okay to get to know that person and then come to you if there are any problems? What do you think?
Any time is a great time.
Uh-huh.
It just depends on where the person is at, because, you know, I've never had the opportunity to meet everyone before they get into a relationship.
Yeah.
However, if you're not in a relationship and you want to be in a relationship, and there's some things that you want to, you know, deal with or maybe help with as far as going in, that would be the idea, the perfect time before you go. Because when you do go, you want to be able to identify things, you want to be able to identify signs, you want to be able to know that you've dealt with your own issues first before going into a relationship with someone, so you don't put anything negative on the other person or bring negative baggage to a relationship, or create a dependency in a relationship that the other person can't fill.
Yeah.
So we want to identify those things early. So if you're single and you go into a relationship, that would be a good time. But if you're in a relationship, and whether it's great and you want to make it better, or it's there's problems and you don't know why, or you do know why and you want to know what to do, then it's best to find someone to help with those things. And if it's not me, someone who is good, someone who is open and who's neutral, because you need a neutral party who's not going to take sides or bring their own personal baggage into a relationship. I'm sorry, into the conversation or into the counseling, you know, in that area. But someone who's going to be neutral and just. You know, life is not fair, but life is always just. And so you want to be just and make the right decisions. And finding someone, the right person to help, and of course I believe it's me, but the right person to help you make the right decisions going forward.
Yeah, so you mentioned the right person is you. That's assuming geography is not a barrier for you. You can coach and help people across various, you know, through the internet, face-to-face, depending on where they are. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
So, Darryl, what are your top three tips for us before we wrap up?
Top three tips.
I did say you were going to share some tips and tricks, so you've shared some tricks. Now share some tips as well.
So, you know, resilience, resolve, re-engage, that was one of my, that's a favorite of mine, because a lot of times, you know, people will hit a bump in life and then they park. You know, Les Brown talks about that often, you know, people park and then they don't go forward. You know, and he talked about, you know, other people who he's heard talk about that. You know, people have to be resilient or should learn how to be resilient. And that's something that can be learned, you know, to be resilient. Resolve, bring resolve to the situation. You re-engage, get back in the fight. When you fall off a bike, you get up and you get back on again. And my daughter did that. She got off. She fell off. She fell, hurt, scratched, scraped up, bumped up, bruised up. But she got up. And she did it again. I went through that same learning experience. So I knew what she felt. So I was able to have empathy as well as some sympathy. Because that's my daughter, you know. You're going to always feel it a little bit more. But when you have empathy, you know, and you have compassion, you know, because you've been in that same place. So you can relate to it. And you know what's on the other side. So re-engage, get into it, and get back on the bike, get back in the fight, get back into life, and you'll be surprised at what you can accomplish.
Great. So the top three answers are resilience, resolve, and re-engage. That is absolutely superb. Listen, Darryl, I'm awfully, awfully grateful for the fact that you found the time I know you're an exceptionally busy man, to come and share some nuggets of wisdom with us. So whatever you do next, which will no doubt be something to do with adrenaline, creating more power for yourself. It will be exciting, it will be exhilarating, it will be, you know, hairs on the back of your neck type of stuff. That's what I've gathered and you like to do. I wish you a lot of success in that. And I hope you'll come back again as things move along so that we can share some more stories, some more tea stories, and see how you're doing.
Whenever you'll have me, ma'am, I'm at your service.
Oh, thank you very much. Listeners, if you have any questions for Darryl, please get in touch with him on all of his social media handles, which I'll have on the show's website for you. But of course, you can always email me at lilyyeboah@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to pass it on. Please tune in again for the next episode of Tea with Lily. I'm your host, Lily Mensah-Yeboah, and until next time, keep smiling and always, always walk good. Darryl Jones, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.